بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on October 3rd, 2022, during the joint graduation ceremony for the cadets studying in the academies of the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces. The ceremony was held in Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam University of Officer and Police Training. In addition, with regard to economic investments, if you want to make an investment in the economic development of the country, you cannot do this if there is no security. Transit cannot be carried out without security. Production is not possible without security. Security is the substructure for all of these things. Well, armed organizations are the ones who provide this never-ending universal need of the country and the general public. This is something you should be proud of. The army, the IRGC, the law enforcement organization, and the besieged all provide security in different ways. A person who attacks a police station is attacking the security of the country. The one who attacks one of the bases of the besieged is attacking the security of the country. The one who ridicules the army or the IRGC in their statements or speeches is insulting the country's security. Weakening the organizations in the armed forces means weakening the security of the country. The result of weakening the police is strengthening the criminals.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The police have a duty to stand up to the criminals and ensure the safety of the public. The person who attacks the police is actually leaving the people defenseless against criminals, thugs, thieves, and extortionists. A great advantage that our country has is that the security we have has been built from within. It makes a big difference with a country or a nation creates security for itself from within, with its own forces, with its own power, and with its own thoughts and ideas, compared to a country that has a foreign power telling them that they will provide them with security and protection. That is like a person protecting his milking cow. These are two very different things. Our security has been built from within. We rely on no one for our security. We have succeeded in creating and maintaining this security with the strength that God has given us. God's grace, the support of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, may Allah hasten his appearance, the support of the nation, and the persistence of the officials in the armed forces.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.